So the shiur tonight is dedicated to Ilui Nishmosom of Rabbi Saul Yitzchok ben Makor Akoyen and Rabbi Chaim Elio ben Rabbi Yomen, dedicated by our dear friend Rabbi Machol Berenblot, who is a steady participant in today's shiur. He's not with us tonight, he's in America, but he graciously dedicated the shiur tonight to Ilui Nishmos, his late father, Rabbi Saul Yitzchok ben Rabbi Machol HaKoyen. The Yortzeit is tonight, Tezayin Tevis, and his father-in-law, his Shver, Rabbi Chaim Elio ben Rabbi Yomen, whose Yortzeit is this in a few days, in another 5 days, Chof Aleph Tevis. Shir Nechov Shalom HaMashkovam. They should be Melitzi Yosef for the beautiful family, and we should all share Besodus Tevis. So this week's Parsha, and this week we start Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeula. That is how the Ramban defines Chumash Shemois. It is last week that we finished Sefer HaYetzira, Sifron Shel Ovois, and this week we embark on this long journey of Golus VeGeula. And I always feel when we finish Bereshis and start Shemois, like a little boy or a little girl, first time leaving home, going to Gan, going to Cheder, and taking such wary and cautious steps, and every few steps looking back, whether father and mother, mom and dad are still standing by the window looking after him. So for a few months, we were Oisik every week in Sifron Shel Ovois. And this Sefer is Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeula, Sefer Shemois. So after the first part of today's shiur, we'll speak a bit and discuss what Golus and Geula is all about. But first of all, a sugya of this week's parasha. So it is the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayigdal Yeled, Vehila Rabbein, Vetikru Shema Moshe. And the very first thing we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu is Vehiva Yoma Mehem. Vayigdal Moshe v'yetzel adechov v'yar b'sivloisam. V'yar b'sivloisam. The very first thing we know about Moshe Rabbeinu is his compassion, his caring, and his feeling the pain of his brethren, of his people. V'yetzel adechov v'yar b'sivloisam. Moshe grew up in an alien home, in the home of Paroi, but he felt who his people were. And then he goes out the other day. How did Moshe know that he is a Rosha? Well, probably Ruach HaKodesh. But the Gemara learns from this posseg, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Nun Chesom et Beis, Kol Ameira Mayad al Chaveroi. It is assault, not necessarily battery, even if he didn't hit him. Kol Ameira Mayad al Chaveroi, Afal Pi Shelo Hikohu, Nikro Rosha. Sharei Loiksev, Lomo Hikiso, Reyecho. It's not about the past. Moshe didn't ask, why did you hit your friend, your fellow Jew? Lomo Saka. Rosh Hanoset. So the Gemara says, I think it's Reish Lokish, Amerim Yad al Chaveroi, Afor Pishalohiko, Nikro Rosha. Does this have any halachic implication? Oh, of course it does. And that's a Ramon Helchasedis, Lamed Dalet, Siv Dalet. And there are more quotes halacha that we find in Mordechai, twice. Perekachoy ben Mesechet Babakam, and Mordechai Mesechet Zanedin, Siman Tofresh Tzadikei. The Mordechai Paskins, Hamere Miad al Chaveroi. He merely threatened. He tried to hit him. He didn't hit him. He didn't touch him. Posula Eidus. Because the Posuk says, Al Toshes Rosha Eid. And Moshe says, Rosha Lomatakariyahu. And if Reish Lukash says, and Sanedin Dafnun Ches, Hamere Miad al Chaveroi, Afrabi Shaloiko Nikro Rosha, that means he's Posula Eidus. And that's the psak of the Ramoch, Shemishpot Lamed Aleid Siv Daled, Hamagbia, Yad Al Chaveroi, Nikro Rosha, and therefore he is Posul Leidus. I just want to make a comment before we delve deeper into this aloha. Sometimes a person lifts his hand just as if to threaten, but he really had no intention to hit. I think in that case, he would not be posel eidus. And it would be very difficult for Beis Din to determine, because we are not yoidei machshavos. So if a person, there is eidus, you know, he lifted his hand as if to punch his friend, and he says, I just wanted to scare him, or I was joking, I had no intention whatsoever to hit him, so probably he wouldn't be posel eidus. So in what case would this halacha actually apply? I think it'll apply if he did try to hit him, but he wasn't successful for any reason. Well, the other guy was more faster than he, and he dodged the punch. But what is important, that there are more paskins, and that is based on the Mordechai, quoted also by the B'Sheysev in Siman Lamed Aled. Interesting why the B'Sheysev doesn't bring this aloch and shulchan aruch, because the B'Sheysev does quote the Mordechai, that Amelim Yadal Chaveiroi, with intention to hurt him, Afar Pishaloiko, Posoleides. And this aloch is learned from this week's parsha, V'yoyme L'Rosho Lomo Sakarecho. Smasif Kotn Zayin says, it's not Apsul D'Uraisa, it's Apsul D'Rabonon. How could it be Apsul D'Uraisa? Because in Siman Lamed Aled we learn, Ein Odem Nifsal Eides, Elohim Ken Over Alav, Shechayv Malkis. Because from where do we learn all Chiyuva Malkis? V'hoyu Im Bin Hakois HaRosho. So it is from this posuk that Chazal learned that we do not define a person as a Rosha only if he was Oiva and Alav Shiyash Bo Malkis. And that is a poshet alochen choshimish b'tzavan amedalad. In our case, Amerim Yad al-Chaveroi, there definitely is no Malkis because there is no Lav. So it cannot be more than an Issa de Rabbanan. That is what the B'Sheysev and the Smar explain in Siman Lamedalad. Yes, he's posel eidus. But it cannot be different than a person that was ever on a lav shein b'malkus or bitul mitzvah saseh. He's not nifsel eidus, because a rosha is only one that was over on a lav sheyesh b'malkus. That is what Chazal learned from the posuk v'hoyom ben hikois harosha. And therefore, yes, he's posel eidus because Moshe Rabbeinu called him a rosha, but it's only a psul derabonon. That is what the Beis Yosef and the Sma explain in Siman Lamed Aleph. However, we have a different opinion, and that is Maharit Tzahalon. Shalas HaChubis, Maharit Tatz, who is the Maharit Tzahalon, Chadoshes, Simachov Ches, argues, Posel Men HaTorah. Why would it be different than Oiver Alav She'emo Malkus? L'Choyer is not Oiver An Alav. So Maharit Tzahalon argues, regarding all the other Isurim, Lav She'emo Malkus is not a Rosha. But you cannot define the fact, you cannot deny the fact that Hamerim Yad Al Chaveroi Nikra Rosha. The Posek says Rosha Lomo Saker Reh. Ve'im HaToyre Kor Oy Rosha, then it's a Psul D'Uraisa, and not only a Psul D'Rabbonon. So in this question of Hamerim Yad Al Chaveroi Al Menas La'Koyso, there are three different opinions, and to the extremes. So most of the Poskim, Beroisham, the B'Sheysev and the Sma, Sima Lamed Aleph, say it's a Psul D'Rabbonon. On one hand, Posel Eidus because he's a Rosha, and the Posek says, Al Toshis Rosha Ein. But he cannot be worse than a person that was over on a Lav, the Urai Sheshem Bo Malkus. Bo Vedai Shein Malkus. It's not a Lav. It's not a prohibition. We only know that he's a Rosha because that is what Moshe Rabbeinu called the person when he saw him trying to hit his fellow Jew. So it can be a Psul D'Uraisa. Maharit Tzahalon argues, but the Torah calls him a Rosha. And if he's a Rosha, then he fits into the category of Al Toshes Rosha Eid. You have a very good question. Is this a greater Aveira than a Lav Shein Bo Maisa, than a Lav Shein Etik Le'esei, than a Lav, than many Lavin for a different reasons, Ein Behem Malkus, and they're not Posel Eidus Men HaTorah. This person wasn't Oiver An Alav at all, so how could he be Posel La'edis Men HaTorah? But on the other hand, Maharit Tzahalon says, Nikra Rosha. And if he's a Rosha, then wouldn't it go without saying, Al Toshes Rosha Eid? To the other extreme is Maharam Mintz. And according to the Maharam Mintz, he's not Posel La'edis at all. And the Maharam Mintz disagrees with the Mordechai, disagrees with the B'Sheysev and the Ramah, And the Rambam argues, Nikra Rosha doesn't mean he is a Rosha by halachic definition. So Moshe calls him a Rosha. He's not a tzaddik. Obviously, he's not a chosid. So Moshe calls him a Rosha. But Nikra Rosha does not mean that he fits into the halachic category of a Rosha. And if Chazal say, you're not a Rosha and you're not posalaitis, only when a person is over a laf sheyesh b'malchus, there is no exception. So according to the Maramins, koshalaitis. So we have three different opinions regarding Meirim Yad al Chaveroi. Everybody agrees. He's not a tzaddik. That is beyond doubt. And Moshe Rabbeinu calls him V'yoyim l'Rosha lo masak ha-reacho. And the Gemara Sanhedrin learns from this posuk, Meirim Yad al Chaveroi afal pi sheloiko nikra Rosha. But how this interprets into halacha, three different opinions. Is he koshalaitis or posalaitis? Most of the poiskim, starting off with the Mordechai, one of the Rishonim, twice, in Bava Kamma and Sanhedrin, quoted by the Bais Yosef and Siman Lamed Dalet Chosh Mishpat, and paskin by the Ramah, Lamed Dalet Siv Dalet, posalaitis. So both the Bais Yosef and the Sma explain, posalim ad Rabbonim, because he cannot be worse than Misha over Alav She'ein Bo Malkus. Marit Saran says, you have a good question, why? But if the Torah calls him a Rosha, then he fits into the description, into the definition, Al Toshes Rosha A. So he's posel mana Torah. And Maramins argues, Maramins was also one of the Gedolim 400 years ago, Maramins says, Kosher Eidus, because Ein Odom Nifsela Eidus mana Torah, Ela Keshover Alav, Sheyeshbo Malkus. And Meri Madachaveiro lo yover alav bachlal. So Nikra Rosha doesn't necessarily mean that by halachic definition he is defined as a Rosha and therefore kosholaitis. What I wonder about all these great poiskim, lecha'oira would occur to me, Sha'amerim Yad al Chaveiroi is over an alav di uraisa, shaloi soinu ishe samisoi, and the Gemara Perek Hazov says, we find twice the lav of loisoino, echod oinoas moment, ve echod oinoas the volume. And Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches explains what is oinoas the voroi. Hametzayer es chaveroi bedvorim, oiva belav shel loisoino ish es amisoi. So what we learn from Sefer Achinuch, and we find the same in the Rambam, the lav of loisoino is, you did not inflict injury or physical pain, but you used words, chetz, sochut, leshoinam, to cause strife, pain, emotional pain, psychological torment, and that is a lav. Oinoas dvorim is causing pain, maybe not physical, but suffering, emotional, psychological, that is a lav. Ein bo malchus, but it still is a lav. Regarding the Maramins wants to say, it's kosher leidus even the Rabbonon. Lav she'ein bo malchus is posel me the Rabbonon. So I say, it's a lav. So threatening a person by fist, you know, lifting your fist or a stick, would that be less than hurting his feelings bidvorim? You cause them fright, you cause them terror, and l'chore that would be alav. But lo kidivere poiskim that say he wasn't oivar on an isur at all. It still is alav she'ein boi malchus, but at least he is oivar on alav. So there's a tshuva in Marit Aruch HaLamaisa, Evan was a simem mem gimel, and the Marit tells a terrible story about a person that cursed his mother. He pushed her, and she fell, but it was not a chabola shemoitzi odam, so he wasn't over on lo yosef lakoisei, which is chayvel b'chaveroi. He wasn't over on maka ove ve'imoi, but he had tremendous disrespect for his mother. He pushed her, she fell, he cursed her. Is he kosher leidus? And the Merit says he's posel leidus because what was he over? He wasn't over on a lav, and Makalal is a lav, only Makalal b'shem, so he didn't mention Shem Shemayim. So the Marit says he was over on Orur, Makla, Oviv, Ve'imoy. It's not Alav, but it's Orur. And the Marit says it's not less than Rosh Shalom Sakarayaho. So the basic argument of the Marit is then if a person is over on a posik in the Torah, even if it's not Alav, he would be posala edus. Either mina Torah or midrabbanan. So the posik does say Orur Makla Ova Ve'imoy.
So if someone said Loshon Hara,
that's a very good question. So if somebody said Loshon Hara and he was over and Loisei Lechol Mecho, would he be posel Eidus? So our question rather should be, who are the ones that would be kosher Eidus? Is anyone going to be kosher Eidus? So one of the fundamental concepts in Hilchos Eidus is that when people mistakenly don't see something as an Issa, it doesn't pass them Le'edus. And the Gemara says it Legabe Chomos. And the Gemara says, Lo Mashmele Le'inche, Beloy Dome Mashmele Le'inche. So if a person is over an Issa, but the facts of life are that it becomes commonplace and people aren't aware of Chumras Advorim, then it no longer passes La'edis. But that is why, you know, the Poiskim say, if a person is an Eid Kiddush, he should be Mahara B'tshuva. And to be Mahara B'tshuva is not only a technicality. Mahara B'tshuva, you know, means probably the basics of tshuva, Charot Alawava, Kabbal Alawasad. So coming back to our question, the Marit says, Orur Makla Ova Ve'imoy, and he bases his ruling on the Mordechai. And the Rishonim that say, Amerim Yad Al Chaveiro Posel Eidus, he wasn't over on Alav, but he definitely was over on, and he said, Deoraisa. If in the Torah it said, Rosh Shalom HaZakar Echo, so many times I spoke about Rotzo in HaTorah. And this is a concept we visit and revisit from time to time. Because in my understanding, it's one of the most fundamental concepts in Torah Shebar Peh, which is Rotzon HaTorah. And I say many mitzvahs are based not on mitzvot aseh or mitzvahs lo isesa. There are far more than tariag mitzvahs. Chayav odom lasas l'tzoyin ov v'shem shvayim. And by now you probably remember the classical examples that I always bring. You know, even though there's no Esa or Lois, a mitzvah chinuch is a mitzvah diuraisa, it's not a mitzvah sasei, and many different examples. So both these psukim might not fit into tariag mitzvahs, neither alav or enasei, but they are not only ethical principles that we learn from stories that Torah tell, but actually psukim eforoshim, orur makla ove ve'imoy, and that's orur. And Moshe Rabbeinu calls out to his fellow Jew and he says, Rosha, Rama Sakariyachos, so he's a Rosha. So the question would this be a Psul Diorais or a Psul Darabonim? And the Merit asks, but Ipche Mestavra, Choyvel B'chavei Roi Chabola Sheyesh B'yishov Pruta is not Posel Eidus. And why is that? Eino Chayiv Malkus. And if it's Eino Chayiv Malkus, then he's not Posel Eidus. And a person that merely threatens is Posel Eidus. And the Marit says, maybe, because if you have a chovis teshlumin, then you're not a rosha, even though it doesn't make sense. This person hurt his fellow Jew in a serious way. So because he needs to compensate him with money, Eimor Malkus, he wouldn't be posel Eidus. And if a person merely threatened, he would be posel Eidus. So the Marit says, well, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. But I don't understand this kasha at all, because I don't know how could you hit without Merim Yad Al Chaveroi. I mean, stage number one is always Merim Yad Al Chaveroi. Sometimes it culminates with actually hitting, and sometimes you stop in your tracks. But everybody that ever hit this fellow person, you know, before hitting him, he tried to hit him, you know. So my father used to tell a vertel that a kid goes to the Rebbe and he says, you know, he complains about his friend in Chede. He says, he wanted to hit me. So the Rebbe asked him, how do you know that he wanted to hit you? Because he actually hit me, so obviously he wanted to. So the Merit asks, so if a person hits his friend, then it's tashlumen, chamishut dvorim, chayver v'chamech, chayver v'chamech, he's not posel eidus, because there's no malchus. So how come a person that threatens to hit is posel eidus, and if he actually injured him, and he's in the hospital, and his arms and legs are in casts, kosher eidus, because it's lav nitan litashlumin potam amalkis. So we say, anybody that ever hit his friend was made a miyad al chaveiroi, and threatening to hit someone already is posel eidus kal v'choymer, if he actually hurt him. So these are various different discussions, and this takes our discussion to another level. So, in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes, Onia mahapech becharora nikro rosha, would he be posel eidus? Based on the Mordechai says, Ameri miyad al chaveiroi, wasn't toiva neither on a lav nor on an asay. But if he's a rosha, posel eidus, al toshis rosha ed. So there are different and additional sugyas in Shas in which we find Nikra Rosha. That's the Loshon of the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. And it's based on a posik. So Onya Mahapech Becharor Nikra Rosha. Could I have a Kedushin Gemara? I for some reason don't recall what's the posik that the Gemara quotes in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. So the Shoyle Meshev actually paskins. So if Ameirim Yad Al Chaveiroi Nikra Rosha, and therefore his posel eidus, the same would apply to Oni Amahapech Becharola. But it's a big chiddush, because in Chosh Mishpat Lamed Daled, in the list of various different psulei eidus, we do not find that Oni Amahapech Becharola is posel eidus. What is a Oni Amahapech Becharola? Probably you're all familiar with the basic sugya of Oni Amahapech Becharola, Yesher Koyach, when a person wants to buy a house or a field or anything, and then his friend intervenes and he grabs it, snatches it away. That's a Oni HaMahapech Becharora. And the Gemara says, Oni HaMahapech Becharora Nikrosh, it's a Gemara and Kedushin Daf Nun Tes. So the Shoyle Meshev argues, if Meirem Yad Al Chaveroi is Posul Eidus, this same would apply to Oni HaMahapech Becharora or any person that... that is defined by Chazal as a Rosha would be posel le'edus. Others argue, no, because Oni HaMapech Becharora Nikra Rosha is based on Divrei Kabbalah, and only when one is defined in Toiras Moshe as a Rosha would the din apply of Oni HaMapech Becharora, or the din of Altoshes Rosha Eid. So, discussing psulei eidus and different concepts of psulei eidus, Chosha Mishpot Siman Lamed Daled, one of the basic principles is there are two different definitions of a rosha. One is lav sheyesh bo malchus, and that is based on the posik v'hoyu im ben hakoyis rosha. So chai v'malchus are defined as a rosha. But then the Gemara says, and this is a machlokes abayin rova v'halochik abaye rosh dechomos posel eidus, even though it's not chayv malchus. Rosh dechomos is if a person was over on any iser that involves financial gain, financial benefit, which means ganev, gezela, oinua, ribis. There is no malchus on any one of these laven, because it's a laven ita klasei or a laven ita litashlumin. But they're all posel eidus, because a person proved that he can't stand the temptation, and he is going to be over on a lav d'oraisa for monetary gain. So how could we accept his testimony when we need to be afraid maybe he was bribed, and maybe he is willing to be over on a lav d'oraisa shall Eidus Sheker, which is an Aveira Chamura, it is one of the Aseres Adibris, but this person proved that he is willing to be over an Anisid Uraisa for money, for monetary gain. He stole, he robbed, he cheated, he took ribis, and Rosh HaDechomis is posel, Afalpi, She'eino yichayev malchus. Chavas Yoer, Shalos Teshuvah Siman Tesvov, as an interesting shayla. Person is posel eidus, but it's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Beis Din isn't aware that he's posel eidus. Is he allowed, or maybe obliged, to give testimony to the benefit of his friend, or to another Jew, friend or foe? He knows that what he says is kuloi emes, is truth and pure truth. But he's posaleidus. But the Beis Din isn't aware that he's posaleidus. Is he allowed to be meyid? Is he obliged? Or would it be a prohibition? So the Chavos Yoer doesn't express his opinion, but it's an interesting shayla. And the Tumim, Simachov Ches, Reb Yonis and Ivishitz, in the Urim, not in the Tumim, Sif Cotton Beis. The Tumim differentiates between what is the nature of his psul. So the Tumim argues. If he's a Korov and psul Kerva, so the Beis Din isn't aware because he lives in a distant country. Nobody knows that he's a relative. Then he cannot give testimony because the psul Korov is exeris akosov, not because we're afraid he's going to lie. And therefore, because the psul is exeris akosov, it's irrelevant, the fact that you know you're saying the truth. Every korov probably is saying the truth, but it's exeris akosov that is possible. That's the Gemara Bava Basra Kuf Nutes. Afilo Moshe V'Aharon psulim lehayid biyachad. Even though Moshe V'Aharon definitely, we're not afraid that they might lie. So it's exeris akosov. If it's exeris akosov, the fact that you know you're saying the truth is totally irrelevant. But if his psul is rosha or nogeya, then he could give testimony. Because the psul is only, maybe he's lying, but he knows that he's saying the truth, that he could give testimony. That is the argument of the Tumim, Simen Chofches, Sif Koten Beis. The Nesivis disagrees, and the Nesivis also in Sif Koten Beis, Simen Chofches, says, Energeia is also shouldn't be made. And I don't really understand why the Nesivis differentiates between Rosha and Nogeya. Nogeya definitely is possible because he has a vested interest in his testimony. So by Nogeya we're afraid, we don't really trust him, and the same applies to a Rosha. In my opinion, no difference at all what the nature of the psul is. Psul Eidus could never be Meyed and Beis Din, even though the Beis Din isn't aware. And the fact that you know you're saying the truth, totally irrelevant. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed gives various different Pirushim interpretations on Midvar Sheker Tirchak. And it's interesting to note, there are about 10 different Pirushim. Or are associated with the legal process in Beis Din. So I wrote a big arichus, a big essay on Medvar Sheker Tirchak, and what I try to explain is when a person just lies without cheating, taking money that he doesn't deserve, it's not a lav, it's a midah meguna. Like kas, like gaiva, shloisha kitois einam royim pnei hashchina. One of them is kat shakronim. It's an awful midah, repulsive. But it's not a lav. The lav, the isur, is only lying in the legal process. And one of the interpretations, or one of the examples of Midvar Sheker Tirchak is when a person gives testimony together with another person, he knows that the other person is posel eidus. but he's kosher ladies. That's medvar sheket terchak, because your machshel the beisdin. The beisdin isn't the word that the other one is posel. Actually, you're an ed echad, and you pretend as if you're shnei edim. You know that your friend is posel edim, so you cannot come together with him. And I say kal v'choyma ben benoy shel kal v'choyma. I can't stand together with an ed posel, making the impression as if we're two edim. But I'm an ed kosher, and that's medvar sheket terchak. If I know I myself am an ed posel, how could I be made? Isn't that a kal v'choyma? You can't stand next to an ed posel just trying to give an impression as if you're two edim. So this goes without saying. So in the Achronim there's a machloikis, various different psuleidis. Why are they posel? So the Tumim says, Koroiv gzeiras akosel. The Gemara says in Bava Basra Kufnutes, gzeiras melech. Rosha and Nergeia are apt to compromise with the truth, either because he's a Rosha or because he's an Agei B'Dovar. The Ktzoyis HaChoshen, Simem Mem Vav, Sivkot Nchov Zayin, differentiates that there are, depends what type of a Rosha. Rosha, the Chomos, it's Choshed L'Shaka. That's the entire concept of Rosh HaDechomas. He proves that he can't stand the temptation and money would be Maver on Yisrael Datoy. But Rosh HaShayin is L'Chomas, Gzeres HaKosuv. Shagasaya in the Sefer Gvura Sari and Makis says the same. Imrei Bino, Hilchasei the Simalamed Aleph says no. Every Rosh is possible because Choshed L'Shaka. I myself don't understand this entire argument. I just don't get it. I think the question is always not why a person is posel eidus, why is he kosher eidus? So the Rambam says twice in Hilchos Yesoida HaTorah. And I point out it's Hilchos Yesoida HaTorah, not Hilchos Eidus. At the end of Perek Zayin, in the beginning of Perek Ches, the Rambam twice says, when the Torah is machshor shnei edim, it's a chiddush. It's a gzeiras hakosav, not because we know they're saying the truth. What does the Rambam mean to say? The Rambam means to say the din edis is a din Torah. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boichin Kaloyes Velev, ultimately knows whether a person is truthful or not. But that is the din. And when the Torah's machshor people are edus, they must be totally impartial and have a high reasonability of credibility or a level of credibility. And that's why Rosh Posel edus, Negev Posel edus, Korov Posel edus, none of this is a gzeiras hakosav. Gzeres HaKosev applies to Shatnez, to Macholas Asurois, to Issa Veheta, Shebenodem Lomokoyim, Issa Nido, the entire realm of Issa Veheta. In Dine Rayes, there are no Gzeres HaKosevs. Every Dine Choshe Mishpat has some legal rationale. So the question is not, are we afraid this person is going to lie? I don't know. But a person is not kosher l'edus unless he passes a certain hurdle or a certain test. He must be totally impartial and credible. So a korov is posel l'edus. Is that a gzeiras hakosav? Doesn't make sense. A korov is posel l'edus because, after all, he's a korov. And korovim usually like each other. And they care about each other more than people usually care for strangers. And sometimes relationships in families are strained the other way around. And that is why Korov is posel eidus. So when the Gemara says, Bova Basra Kufnentes, Gzeres Melech, Afilo Moshe V'Aram Psulim, doesn't mean there is a gzeiras akosav that doesn't make sense. It means that once there's a din, a kor of posel eidus, there are no exceptions. And it's across the board. And this is such a simple concept. How could we make exceptions? Every beis din will make his own exceptions. There must be some basic rule. If you say, Moshe v'Aharon are Ne'emon, how about Shmuel and David? Well, of course, we're not going to insult Shmuel and David. How about Abaye and Rava, the greatest Tameron? So how about this Rebbe and that Rebbe? Well, so where are you going to draw the line? So when the Gemara says, Gzeres Melech, Chazal don't at all mean to say, Gzeres HaKosav, Hilchasa Baloitama. Makes so much sense that a korov is posaleidus. The Gemara means to say, once there's a din korov posaleidus, it applies to every korov. And there are no exceptions. The greatest tzaddik, after all, is a korov and korov posaleidus. So all those that are psuleidus, it's nothing about gezeres akosov. Erosh is posaleidus, because we don't trust Erosh. We don't see why he would lie. But he's a Rosh. He doesn't have Yiras Hashem. So obviously the basis of Eidus is Leisoid Bereachu Eid Shokar. So people that are afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we could assume they will be Mekayim Leisoid Bereachu Eid Shokar. They are Kosher Eidus. A Rosh, we cannot trust. Not because we have reason to believe that in our case is going to lie, but because the entire concept of Nemonas Eidim is a Chiddush, is a Gzeres HaKosov. The Torah doesn't give Nemonas to Eidim only if they are clean, tzaddikim. So Rosh HaPosel goes without saying, and a Gevet Dover HaPosel, because he's compromised, and a Korav is possible because he might have an interest in the outcome, in the result of the diyun. So to me, makes no difference. Any possible cannot be made, even though he knows he's saying the truth. It's irrelevant. That is Midvar Sheker Terchak. Bezin has the right to know. Who is this person that is giving testimony? Bezin has the right to know. Is he a kosher ed or a posel ed? There might be exception, psil rosha, based on a big chiddush that we find both in the Tumim and in the Chasam Sofer. Tumim Pei Zayin, Siv Kot Nechov Dalat, Chasam Sofer, Tshuvas, Yehudei Semen Yud Aleph. The Tumim and the Chasam Sofer write a big chiddush, but I think it makes a lot of sense. And they say, Erosha Beinoi LeBenatzmoi is not posel eidus. It is not only that Beis Din doesn't know that you're posel eidus, you're not posel eidus. Erosha becomes posel eidus only if Beis Din was goyve eidus that he's Erosha, and Beis Din determined that he is Erosha and posel eidus. Contrary to an Ageya Bedova or a Koroif. Why does this Chiddush make sense? Because you don't need a basin to decide whether you're a relative or not. I mean, either you're a relative or not. And that is a fact that has nothing to do with achlot of a basin. The same with a negeh bedover. Negeh bedover depends in understanding the issue, the business deal, whether you're a negeh or not. But whether a person is a rosh or not, you need a basin to determine. Was he a mezid or a shoigig? Or maybe an oines? And who says it was an aveira? You might think it's an aveira, and Bezin will find some loophole to determine maybe it wasn't an aveira at all. So to determine a person is a rosha, and to give him the status of a rosha, that in itself needs psak of Bezin. And therefore, according to the Tum and the Chasam Sofer, as long as Beis Din didn't decide, and they weren't goyve eidus that a person is posel eidus, he actually is not posel eidus. So if a person knows that he ate nevela, but nobody was there, then it is not that the Beis Din doesn't know he's a rosha. He is a rosha klapei shmaya. He needs to do tshuva. But in DNA Eidus, he is not defined as a Rosh until Beis Din will decree that he is a Rosh. It is a Chiddush, but I think it's a Chiddush that makes sense. And we have the means to understand, even though not necessarily accept, because there's room to argue. But if he knows what he did, and he's also aware of the circumstances and of his intentions, and he knows that it was Oivo and Alav Shiesh Boy Malkus, then he is a Rosh. But I do have the means to understand and explain the opinion of the two men of Chasam Sofer, as long as Beis Din didn't paskin that he's a Rosh, he's actually not a Rosh. So according to the two men of Chasam Sofer, the question still would be relevant. So if a person is a Korav and Beis Din doesn't know, he can't give Eidus. If he's an Ageh and Beis Din doesn't know, he can't give Eidus. If he's a Rosh and Beis Din doesn't know, it depends. If a Beis Din in a distant country decided he's a Rosh, then he is a Rosh. Beis Din doesn't know, he needs to let them know or stay away. However, if he's a Rosh Beinu Reben Atzmai, and no Beis Din in the world ever was aware of what he did, then according to the Tum and the Chasam Sofer, he is not halachically defined as a Rosh. And in that case, yes, he could give Eidus. Because he actually is kosher Eidus until a Beis Din wouldn't decide to disqualify him. So that would be a Chiddush. I do want to revive the suffix of the Chavis Yor. So what would be the din in a case of Dinei Nefoshis? And a person knows that Beis Din are going to be dan din mavis to a person, and he knows that person is totally innocent, but he's posel Eidus. But his testimony could save a person that is innocent. In that case, I would say it's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh overrides kol asurim shebetoyah. It also would override lo yisoed bereach weid shoka. And it definitely would override Midvar Sheker Terchak. So if we're dealing with a Pikuach Nefesh situation, and I know that the Eidim that were Mayed al Ploini, Shebo al Oev, Shechiles HaShabbos, Sholeges HaNefesh, are Eidei Sheker, and I could be Mazin and say, Imono Hu Yisem B'mokam Achar, but I'm Posel Eidus, Beis Din doesn't know I'm Posel Eidus, in that case I would say, go ahead, you have a chiyuv to do so. Mitzad lo yisamed al dam reyecho, and mitzad atzolos nefoshos. So yes, you're oivet on an isser, but atzolos nefoshos would override midvar sheker terchak. Not midvar sheker terchak. It wouldn't override lo yisod bereyecho, because if it's lo yisod bereyecho yitzhoker, then do you know that he's innocent or don't you know that he's innocent? So I might know that he's innocent, but the only way I have to save him is to say, that is a lie. That is a lie. But that is the only way I could save him. So I think that if we're dealing with Pikuach Nefesh, oh, that would be a real interesting shaila. Would Pikuach Nefesh justify an ed that is posel Eidus, and Beis Din isn't aware that he's posel Eidus, to testify, or even testify Eidus Sheker, but on the condition that I am totally convinced that he is innocent, and the Eidim that testified against them are Eidus Sheker. So that, I think, in that case, I would say, yes, he should testify.
If you have Eidim who know Bakhosha that the Yale Eidim are lying, so now they will say, well, if I'm going to Makish them, then it will be Trey. So I'll be amazing then to make sure that it's Rabbi Witten. But Makish would be enough to say.
Yeah, because Hakhosha would be enough because Beis Din would disqualify all the Eidim. So, this still would be an interesting shaila. So we discussed, first of all, the concept of Amerim Yad al Chaveroi, which is a halacha in Hilchos Eidus, which is based on a posuk in this week's parsha, Rosha Lomo Saka Reacha. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the Shia, in Parsha Shemois, we start the story of Golus and Geula, and the story of Shiabud Mitzrayim. It'll take a few weeks till we achieve and reach the stage of Geula. Parsha Shemois deals with Golus. With the beginning of Golus Mitzrayim, Beyukam Melech Chodosh, Ashalo Yodes Yosef, and the various difficult and painful decrees that Mitzrayim decreed on Bnei Yisrael. The Ari HaKodesh in Kisvei HaAri has his own unique approach based on the Zohar and Divrei HaMikubolim to the concept of Galus. And according to the Ari, it has to do with Adam HaRishon and Shviras HaKelem and the Netzoitzes that were dispersed in the entirety of creation by Adam HaRishon. And Golus Mitzrayim is a kapora both on Dor HaMabul and on Dor HaPaloga. And that is why the Gezeiros of Mitzrayim were associated with water and with building. On one hand, Paro decreed, Kol HaBen HaYeloid HaYeOiro Tishlicheno, and the decree was to throw Jewish children into the river, into the Yeoyo. And then V'yosimu olav sora misev naman anoysev esavroysev v'yirev yivayiven oroy misken ois laparo yespisoim v'esraham seis. So the water is associated with Dor HaMabul, and the building is associated with Dor HaPaloga, with the Tower of Bovel, the Tower of Migdal Bovel, the tower that was built by Anshei Dor HaPaloga. And the Golus comes to be Mechaper and the Chait, both of Anshei Dor HaMabul and Anshei Dor HaPaloga, which are associated with Avraham Avinu. Chazal say that the Golus is Leman Yitoisfu Aleihem Geirim. So we might never ultimately understand what Golus is about, but it definitely is part of our destiny. And when Yaakov Avinu goes down to Eretz Mitzrayim, as we explained when we learned the story of Yaakov Avinu, it is to pave the way and to ensure that Bnei Yisrael will prevail, Golus Mitzrayim and all the other Goliyos that are part of the Jewish story. So Sefer Shemois is about Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeula, and in the very first Pasuk in Sefer Shemois, we already have a remez of and what merit will we be zoiche to Geulas Mitzrayim? Ve'ele Shemois b'nei Yisrael aboi Mitzrayimu. Eis Yankov ish ve'beisoi bohu. So the Baal HaTurim says, Yisrael aboi is Rosh HaTevis ve'soif HaTevis milo. Yud Lamed, Heimem, Yisrael aboi is milo. Eis Yankov ish, Eis Yankov ish, soif Tevis Shabbos. Bishvil Mile Vishabis, Sheshamro Nigalu Yisrael Mamitzaim. So the Baal HaTurim quotes Midrash HaChazal that Bnei Yisrael was Zoicha to Geulas Mitzrayim Beschus Mila and Beschus Shabbos. So what is unique about Mila and Shabbos? Mila and Shabbos are two of the symbols that set apart Klal Yisrael from all other peoples and all other nations. Nochri Sheshabbos Chayev Misim. And Shabbos is a bris and an ois beini uveim b'nei Yisrael. Kisheshes yom amosu Hashem es ha-shamayim v'sa-oretz. And Mila is brisoi shel Avraham Avinu. So we find different midrash chazal. What merit were we zoche to Geulas Mitzrayim? Baal HaTurim says, in the very first posuk, we have the remez of Mila and Shabbos. We all know other divrei chazal, other sources in chazal, Shalashinu Hashemam, Levusham, Leshoinam. These are also things in which Klal Yisrael safeguarded its unique identity. Hen Am Levodot Yishkoin. And in that merit and in that schus, Klal Yisrael were Nigal, Megolas Mitzrayim, and they were Zoicha to the Geula. So there is something in common between Divrei Chazal, Shaloshinu, Lashoinam, Shmom, Velevusham, and the Baraturim quoting Mila and Shabbos. Shmom, Lashoinam, Levusham are merely Minhogim. It's just a question of tradition. Mila and Shabbos are Ma'amitzvus HaChamura Shebetoira. Mila is only one of two mitzvahs to say that are Bekoros. It's only Mila and Korban Pesach. And Shabbos is Koros and Mises based in. But Shabbos and Mila, besides being Averis Chamuris, Shabbos Lo Ta'asa, and Mila and Mises HaSei are also mitzvahs which prove and stress the unique status of Klal Yisrael as a chosen people. And that is why Nochri Sheshovas Chayiv Misa, and Shabbos is a bris, and Mila is a bris, as it is defined as Ois Bris Kodesh, and in that schus, Klal Yisrael was zoicha to Geulas Mitzrayim. So, the Baal Shem Tov explained the posuk in Tehillim that we say Bekabolo Shabbos, Korovo El Nafshi Geolo. The Baal Shem Tov said that every individual, every Jew, in a way, we said many times, the story of the Ovis is the story of Klal Yisrael. And the Baal Shem Tov said, it is also the story of every individual Yid, B'derech Min HaDrochem. And the Baal Shem Tov said, each Jew has his personal Golos Mitzrayim and his personal Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Golos of the Neshama in Olam Hazeh, in all the struggles and strife of Olam Hazeh, and the Taivis of Olam Hazeh, that is a Pchina of Golos Mitzrayim. And Golos Mitzrayim is when we redeem our Neshama and bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we free the Neshama from the shackles of Taivis Olam Hazeh and let it yearn out and reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is one's personal Geulas Mitzrayim. And the Baal Shem Tov said, Korovo El Nafshi Geolo. So the Geula that is closest to us is Geulas and Nefesh, everyone's personal Geula, and that is our contribution to the ultimate Geula of Klal Yisrael. When each and every Jew brings about his own personal Geulas Mitzrayim, that is the way that is what we can do to hasten and to bring forth and to be Makarev Geulas Yisrael. And that is what the Makol HaBolim said about Shoivavim. So Shoivavim are the first 6 weeks in Chumash Bereishis. Shmois Ve'ero, Boi Vishalach, Yisroi, Mishpotim. And that is the posuk Shuvu, Bonim, Shoivavim. So the Makabolim, the Ari, and the Shlo HaKodesh say, so these 6 weeks are especially Mesugal for Tshuva, for Kaporas Avoin, and for coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that coincides with Chumash Shemois when we read about Galus and Geulah. So let us hope that we will all be zeicher to our personal Geulas Mitzrayim, Geulas and Nefesh, and coming closer to Klalis, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we read these parshiyos of Galus and Geulah, Shekodesh Baruch Hu Ye'ore Rachamov Oleinu, and we should be zeicher b'korav yomeinu to Geulas Yisrael and to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu and Binyan Beis Hamikdash b'mheiro v'yomeinu. Amen. Did I make a brocha? Did I dream?
You didn't hear a brocha. I said that the Psulei Eidos is not exactly sakrosim. It's also true by Psulei Noshim. Not exactly what it is.